When it comes to visualization, the thing to realize is that we're doing it all the time. This doesn't have to be something where you're just closing your eyes and imagining vivid pictures. Anytime that you think of a conversation that you're gonna have and you imagine, well, if they say this, what will I say next? That's visualizing. If you're anticipating a situation where you go to speak to your boss or someone you're attracted to, I come back to these because these are the most common questions, and you're going, what will I do if the worst should happen? That's visualizing as well. And what you'll see if you check your own life, this is true across the board of just about everybody, the situations where you lack confidence and you are the most nervous are typically the situations where you have played 100 or more visualizations of the worst case scenario in your head. You're trying to prepare for the worst, wondering what will I do if this horrible thing happens? And our brains get in this worry loop. Now, the problem with this is, yes, we've prepared. Technically, once or twice would have been good for preparation, but we did it 98 more times. The problem is, and we exploited this when we were doing incantations, is that the brain can't tell the difference between something that is vividly imagined and repeated and something that is actually experienced. So in your subconscious brain, you have had that situation go wrong 100 times. So why would you possibly be confident in that situation? Of course it's gonna go bad. We've seen it go bad 100 times. And this is why visualization is so important. To simply have one mental reference point of not just the worst not happening, but actually things going incredibly well is so powerful. And this taps into a mindset that I found has been very, very useful for clients that I've worked with. And it's the mindset of playing to win versus playing not to lose. When we get locked into these visualizations of what if the worst happens, right? This conversation that just deteriorates, it falls apart. What will we say if? What we tend to do is we find ourselves trying to mitigate our losses. We want to interact with this person in a way that doesn't piss them off too much. Or we want to not make too much of an impression because we just anticipate subconsciously that it's going to go bad. When we play to win instead of playing not to lose, we don't want to mitigate our losses. We want it to go excellently. We want to take this one meeting with this person, turn it into an incredible relationship that benefits all areas of our life. We want to walk up to that person that we really do have a crush on, and we want to have that conversation that leads to an amazing date. But really what people have when they even take those steps is a visualization in their head, and they're going, I just want this not to go terribly, so I'm going to try to make as not horrible of an impression as I can. And of course that comes through in their behavior and it goes middlingly and they get exactly what they're aimed at, which is why visualization is so critical. And again, an experience that was very, very impactful on me, just seeing it, was from Ben. Ben, if you know him, co-founder Charisma on Command, actually participated in an amateur cage fight. MMA, four ounce gloves, right? Like you can get hurt doing this stuff. There are serious, serious stakes and consequences. And one of the things that he said was most useful, that helped him just about as much as some of the training that he did, was visualizing every single night the entirety of the fight, walking in, dealing with it, feeling his friends on the outside, his parents cheering him on, his mother being nervous, but ultimately seeing himself overcoming and succeeding. And what he said was, this was not just useful to give me confidence. This is the difference between walking into a completely unknown situation where a very, very common thing is that fighters get what's called an adrenaline dump. They're in this new scenario and they go into fight or flight. These are trained people who have been working for months, but they've never encountered this unknown scenario of all these people watching them. And their body dumps adrenaline as they're walking out. And then they put their gloves on and they walk around, and 5, 10, sometimes 15 minutes of adrenaline, even while they're waiting, is just coursing through their veins. That's not what adrenaline is supposed to do. It's supposed to kick in just for a few minutes to get you in and out of those hairy situations. So unfortunately, what happens for fighters who have an adrenaline dump is that they gas out really, really early in the fight and they perform poorly. So by Ben visualizing what he said, the biggest change that when he talked to some of his friends and him is that he walked out calm. He walked out comfortable. And he only had to turn on that instinct as soon as they said go. Then it was time and he had his full resources and full tank of energy to actually go and win the fight in the second round. Yay, Ben. But this is important across your life. So keep this in mind. We're not just trying not to lose. When we're visualizing what would an incredible 12 out of 10 victory in this situation look like? Another critical mindset for your visualizations before we actually dive into doing them is to realize that when we're talking about the charismatic person, the confident person, they stand out. When we talk about playing to win, that's something that people notice. But so often in our visualizations of victory, whatever it might look like in that situation, we think about sliding under the radar. How can I do this in a way that is not noticed? And one of the things that you're going to have to get used to, if you want big, outsized, confident, charismatic results, is that you will stand out. Now, it should be in a positive way, but you're still going to be noticed if you're the person who really is shining and radiating in this kind of way. So when it comes to your visualizations, you need to be thinking, okay, how do I express myself most fully, most wholly, and most honestly, accepting that, well, I'm going to stand out when I do so. And this is very important for the people who are concerned with becoming and embodying that authentic, charismatic type. When you're being authentic, you are going to stand out. So many of our customs, so many of our societal norms are based on blending in. And when you're visualizing what it would be like to be victorious and confident in a situation, I promise you, you're going to stand out in your own unique way. So just prepare for that.